President Trump sounds alarm on autism rates, calls for investigation and action. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., February 5, 2025. President Donald Trump has taken to Truth Social to raise concerns over the increasing prevalence of autism in children across the United States. Through a series of posts, Trump has highlighted the alarming rise in autism diagnoses, calling for further investigation into potential causes and endorsing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. RFK Jr., as a key figure in addressing the issue. Trump's social media statements on autism. On February 4, 2025, Trump posted, 20 years ago, autism in children was 1 in 10,000. Now it's 1 in 34. Wow, something's really wrong. We need Bobby. Thank you. DJT, source, Truth Social. This post underscores Trump's concern over the dramatic increase in autism rates over the past two decades and signals his support for RFK Jr., a longtime advocate for medical freedom and vaccine safety. Earlier, on December 16, 2024, Trump had shared another post emphasizing the urgency of addressing the issue. Our children are facing an unprecedented health crisis. Autism rates are skyrocketing, and we must investigate all potential causes. Under the leadership of RFK Jr., we will leave no stone unturned. Source, New York Post. This statement suggests that Trump sees autism as a pressing national health issue and trusts Kennedy to lead efforts in identifying its root causes. Executive order to address autism and chronic illness. Trump's push for action took a formal turn on January 15, 2025, when he announced the signing of an executive order. Today, I signed an executive order establishing the Make America Healthy Again Commission, chaired by RFK Jr. Our mission: to tackle the surge in chronic illnesses, including autism, affecting our children. Source, The White House. The establishment of the Make America Healthy Again Commission signals a policy move to explore the factors contributing to the rise in autism and other chronic illnesses among children. The commission, led by Kennedy, is expected to examine environmental, medical, and genetic factors that could be influencing autism rates. A national debate reignited. Trump's posts have reignited national discussions on autism and public health policies. While some experts and advocacy groups have welcomed the administration's focus on autism research and chronic illnesses, others caution against drawing premature conclusions about causes without scientific consensus. What's next? The newly formed Make America Healthy Again Commission is expected to outline its objectives and research agenda in the coming months. For updates, visit whitehouse.gov.